And this past, well, last, what, first part of this one, of the last of March, we had what we call in this community Good Neighbor Day, where everyone in the community, well, everyone was invited, everyone was asked to come. Not everyone came, naturally, but we had over 100 people in attendance in this little community at the church up there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We had what we call Good Neighbor Day. Everyone, you know, like, some would bring ribs, some would bring chicken, some would bring string beans, some would bring salad, toss salad. We had food galore. And everyone, white, black, everyone just met at the church. We had a little short program. I did a history on this community. I went back as far. Well, the post office where you stopped and talked with Jackie, I had every postmaster from the first one to Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave me some of the information that she had
gathered. Mm-hmm.
And we had, you know, just a very short program that morning. But I had, like I said, the post office was established in 1896. That was the first one in this community.
Mm-hmm.
And I had all that kind of stuff. Every business in the community that I could remember from the time, from the first one, that there used to be a store right there, a little grocery. So he sold everything from grocery to caskets right there with that post office. That's right. He sold caskets there. That was way back. And I had all that information. I gave up a pretty good little history. There's a lot more that I would like to learn about this community, but then again, it's going to take time to get it. I didn't get it all, but I'm going to get some more.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, like I say, a good turnout. And during the nights when we were having our little meetings, we'd like to have like 25 people mm-hmm. there, black, white, just everybody. And I made a pan of biscuits and took out the bar, I'll tell you. They would walk up to the, we had food, you know, we had little knickknacks, I would call it. It wasn't exactly food, but we'd have something like, someone would make some homemade biscuits. I made the homemade biscuits. Some made some cookies. Some might bring a cake. And, you know, while we're having our meetings, making plans for the Good Neighbor Day, they would, you know, have something to munch on.
Mm-hmm,
we had coffee and things like that. You know, a little something to munch on. Wasn't no, nothing to get full on. Mm-hmm, just something to munch on.
Yeah.
And they would, I would see people walk up to the counter and pick up the biscuits, and they would stop and bite on it right there. And then they'd get three or four and carry and sit down with them. And that's the way they were going. But that Good Neighbor Day was something else. I was afraid to try to make enough for those for the actual day, because it's hard to make biscuits for over 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
It's just hard. Now, I can make 100 biscuits. But then the average person gonna get two.
Yeah, right.
You see what I mean? So man, for I didn't even try.
Mm-hmm.
But for the meetings, I didn't worry about those. But I know if I make 50 or 60, mm-hmm. and you have 25 people there, you know, somebody gonna get. You have enough that everybody can get at least two.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So,
what do you call those dinners you have at the church where people come and bring different things?
Well, they call it a picnic. That's what everybody called it. We just had a community picnic. That's what they call it. But it wasn't originally, known as. We didn't have it. The word picnic didn't come out until during the prayer. The minister who offered prayer that morning is a white minister. He's a retired Methodist minister that live on this little island over here.
Uh-huh.
Called Kittle's Island, but it's in Meridian. And he did the prayer. And he mentioned picnic in the prayer. And then when it put it in the newspaper, first